I want to leave with you the title for this message, No Need to Panic in Your Desert Place. No need to panic in your desert place. Let us pray. Father, we come before your most holy presence, God. And God, we just thank you for the opportunity to preach your word now, God. We pray that you will move by your spirit and by your power and speak through me. We pray, God, that you will bless your people, that they may be able to hear your word, God. And we thank you that this word that will encourage somebody's heart on this morning will be what it is that you have sent out to them today. And so, Lord, we bless you and we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. No need to panic in the desert place. No need to panic. We have come out of the year 2012. And 2012 could have been a very exciting year for many. A happy year for many. It could have been a sad year for many. It could have been a depressing year for many. And I don't know, about you or about where you were in 2012, but now it's 2013. Amen.
Amen.
It's a new year. It's a new day. It's a new season. Amen.
Well.
And we're excited about the new year, the new day, the new season. We're excited about that. But we haven't forgotten the fact that there may have been someone or someones who were left back in the desert place in their lives. And sometimes, you know, we all can be happy and excited about some things, you know, but God knows better than anybody. When we come to the house of the Lord or when we're in the midst of a crowd of people, sometimes there's somebody who may be still left in the desert place.
My God.
What am I talking about? The desert place is a dry place, a place that is barren, a place that is hot, a place that is silent, a place that is deserted. It is a wilderness, a place where there is no water for months. It is a time in your life when nothing seems to be going right, the desert place in your life. And so we don't want to take it for granted that everybody's excited about 2013. Somebody woke up this morning and said, well, you know, what's so good about the new year? And so God is concerned. He is concerned, and he wants you to know on this morning that there is something exciting about moving on and pressing out and moving out into the new and beginning to receive the new. It's something exciting about that. But he needs you to understand that sometimes, you know, you're going to be in a desert place. And God is going to be with you in that desert place. Is that all right? He's going to be with you, and he also understands what it is like to be in a desert place. Jesus understood it because Jesus was always headed to the desert place. This scripture talks about when it starts off in verse 13, it says, when Jesus heard of it. What is it? John the Baptist had just been beheaded.
Come on now.
Jesus' cousin. Jesus' forerunner, the one who came, the Lord sent to be the forerunner of Jesus Christ, explaining and telling about the fact that he was going to come and he was going to, you know, be the Messiah. He was going to be the one who would die for the sins of the world, and he was going to be the one who would be able to bless God's people and to raise up again from the dead. He was going to be the one. And the Bible says that John the Baptist, in doing his ministry, you know, sometimes people will do things to you and just, you know, with a lot of foolishness going on in their lives. And, you know, some people are getting killed out in the street over foolishness. And, you know, a lot of people are left behind worrying and thinking about why did that have to happen. Well, I'm sure that Jesus probably said the same thing because John the Baptist was killed over foolishness.
Well,
it was foolishness. John the Baptist, Herod that him and his girlfriend or wife or whatever, they came together and they wasn't supposed to be together. And John the Baptist was saying, you know, that's somebody else's wife. You're not supposed to be married to her. And John the Baptist told the truth. Sometimes people don't like to hear the truth. Is that something? They don't like to hear the truth, and people will dog you. People will come up against you when you tell the truth, when you stand flat-footed and tell the truth. But how many of us know that God wants us to tell the truth in spite of what it may look like, in spite of what people may think about you? He said, stand up and tell my truth. And John the Baptist told the truth. And when he told the truth about that situation, Herod got angry about it. But Herod's wife, who he wasn't supposed to be married to, was even more angry. And John the Baptist had told his wife's daughter to dance for him, because that's what they did. You know, they had the young girls come and they used to dance for the king. And you know, they partying and they drinking and all of that. And she came and she danced for him. And the king was so happy about her dancing for him that the king said to her, whatever you want, I'm going to give you whatever you want. And how many of us know that if he makes a promise, he can't go back on that promise. He has to go through with the promise. And she, I guess, went and talked to her mother and told her mother, he said, whatever I want. Whatever I want. And her mother said, give me the head of John the Baptist. And the daughter came back with that to the king. And the king he was upset about that, because he didn't want to kill John the Baptist. He didn't want to harm that man. There was no reason for him to really harm. He knew that he was wrong for what he had done. But let me tell you something. John the Baptist was in prison. And before you knew it, he had to send out the guards, and he had to send them out to get John the Baptist, and they beheaded him. And then Herod's daughter came to Herod and with the head and told him that here is what you on a platter. Put John the Baptist's head on a platter and said, this is what my mother wanted. And so Jesus heard of it. And many times it's when we hear of it. When we hear of, there's something, get down, deep down, when you hear of something that just, you know, you can't stand to hear the situation because it's so bad that you know, something just gets deep down inside of you. And when Jesus heard of it, he says, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. He had to get away from everything and everybody. And he went to that desert place. And, you know, we don't believe that sometimes Jesus will go through, had to go through a desert place in his life. We all will go through some desert places. If Jesus went through a desert place in his life, what makes you think you ain't going to go through one in yours? The Bible says Jesus wept over the city at one time, and Jesus wept over Lazarus when he died. And Jesus had compassion in his heart. He loved. He had, you know, and he hurt. He had hurt. And so when he went through different things, he would go to this desert place. And when he went to the desert place, sometimes he would go to pray. Sometimes he would go to the desert place just to talk to God. And sometimes he would just go to the desert place just to be away from everything. And some of us don't even sometimes know how to get to a desert place. We don't even know what to do in a desert place. But Jesus wants to let you know today that he understands what you're going through in your desert place, because he's been there and he's done that. You see, somebody who has never really been through anything can't really tell you too much about what you're going through. They can't really understand it. They don't have the really deep compassion in their heart. That's why God will allow certain things to happen to certain people, because he's going to use you to be able to bless certain people. You see, so God has you in a desert place for a reason.
My Lord.
And so the Bible says that he went to this desert place. He went to this desert place, and when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. They followed him on foot. Let me tell you something. Somebody is following Jesus, and you have found yourself in a desert place, and you can't understand why. you can't understand that I'm following Jesus. I'm doing exactly what he told me to do. I have done everything that he said to do in his word. I have prayed. I have cried. I've done everything. And I followed you, Jesus. And I don't understand why I'm in this desert place. I don't understand what is going on here. Why I find myself in a desert place. I followed you. And these people followed Jesus on foot out of the cities. And then it says that Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. Let me tell you something. He will heal your hurts. He will heal your pains. He has compassion in his heart. You think that Jesus sees you in that desert place and he's not working on your behalf? Do you think that Jesus is not thinking about you? Oh, glory to God. And so the Bible says in verse 15, and when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place. And time is now past. He's saying the time is past for dinner. Dinner time is over. Dinner time is past. The people are hungry. He said, now send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. They want to go out and send them to go and buy food because dinner time is over and they need to go out. Here with the disciples, you can see their concern for the people. You can look at the disciples and see that they were concerned. When they looked out, they said, Jesus, wow, you know, all these people out here, you know, and we're in a desert place. There's no food to be found here, nowhere. And it's getting late and it's past dinner time. These people are hungry and they need something to eat. Jesus said, you know, how about we send the people away now? How about we send the people away? And, you know, let me tell you something. Many of us are trying to get out of our desert place. We want to get out of our desert place. And some of us, even like the disciples, look at the desert place and say, you know, this is not a good place to be. We look at the desert place and we say, you know, God, you know, we need to really get out of this desert place. And how many of us go through certain things in our lives while we're going through, we're saying, I need to get out of this. I need to get out of this. This hurts too bad. I need to get out of this because there's nothing here. It's dry. It's dead. You know, and we're spiritually dry. We're going through changes and too much stuff is going on. And you know, we feel like I just got to get out of this. And many times we look at things just like the disciples did. They're seeing the things in the physical. They're looking at everything and they're saying, you know what, these people need to get out of this. We, you know, and a lot of times we look at our lives and we look at our situations and we see our situation and we look at it and say, I need to do something about this. Yeah, I need to do something about it. But you don't understand what Jesus is saying about your desert place. You don't understand what he's doing in your desert place. You don't understand what is going on. And so you look at the situation in the natural. Well, many of us make our decisions in the natural. Wow. Oh, like the disciples, they made the decision in the natural. They saw the problem. And you know, a lot of times we do. If we see a problem, we need to deal with it. We need to take care of it. We need to work on the problem. We need to deal with it. But let me tell you something. God is saying, I want to do a new thing in your life. And I want to teach you how to see things, you know, spiritually. I need for you to begin to be renewed in the spirit of your mind and begin to see things like I see them. See and understand things like I understand them. And so the Bible says that in verse 15, and when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Jesus said they need not depart. You're in a desert place. How can you say that, Jesus? How can you say that I need not depart out of my desert place? I need to get out of here. I want to get out of here. I don't like it here. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't look good. I'm hungry. I'm desperate. I'm destitute. God, I need to get out of this desert place. And you're saying they need not depart?
Well,
Jesus is saying, you know, I need for you to begin to see things like I see them. Jesus is saying, I need for you to understand understand what is going on here. He said, you know, I need you to know that first of all, I'm with you in this desert place. And not only am I with you in this desert place, see, sometimes we think that, you know, we're alone, you know, and God doesn't know, he doesn't understand what's going on. But listen to this. It says that Jesus, he is, in verse of 16, it says, but Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. They're having a conversation about you. How precious is that? That the Lord cares enough that he would have a conversation about how he's going to bless you in your desert place. And somebody's in your desert place right now and you're wondering why and how things are going to change. And how Jesus is he's beginning to make a way in the desert place for you. Where you are, he said, I'm going to make a place right in the desert place where you are. And you're so busy trying to get out of the desert place. He said, I know it's dry. I've been there. I understand it. I know where you are. I know what you're feeling. Because I felt it before. I understand that it's a barren place. I understand that the place is lonely. Somebody's lonely right now. And somebody, they're feeling, you know, like all hope is lost. And they're feeling like, God, I don't understand why you won't just get me out of here. Jesus is saying, I'm not trying to get you out. I'm not trying to get you out. And you may say, oh, you know, God, oh, please, but why do I have to be here so long, God? He said, because I got to teach you some things while you're there. He said, I'm going to use this as a teaching moment for you. Oh, I heard somebody say that before. This is a teaching moment. I want to let you know. This is it, because see, you want to get out, and yeah, it may feel better. It may feel better for you to get out, but guess what? If I don't teach you what you need to know while you're in here, when you get out, when you get out, the enemy still has his hooks on you. When you get out, you won't be able to know what to do. You won't be able to know how to handle what to do or where to go and how to fix the thing that you need to fix. God is saying that you don't need to get out. It ain't time for you to get out. I need for you to understand, you may be struggling, you may be going through, you may be having some difficult times. He said, but I'm going to teach you how to make it work in the wilderness. I'm going to teach you how to make it work right in your desert place. I'm going to teach you that I am God. He said, I want to teach you how to govern yourself. Hallelujah. He's teaching him. Isn't that awesome that God is discussing you? He's talking about you. He's saying, you know what? Listen, don't tell them to leave. Let them stay here. I need for them to stay here. He said, and his disciples said to him, yeah, but Jesus, but you know, they hungry. They're hungry. And you know, come on. He's talking about me. He's saying, you know, she's hungry. Give us, you know, let them go home so that they can get something to eat. Jesus said, no, don't worry about that. You know, let them stay here for a minute. Let them stay here. You know, let me tell you something. Like the disciples, you look at them and you say, they see it in the natural. When you see things in the natural, you know, you haven't really gotten to the place where you really understand Jesus. See, because Jesus was even teaching the disciples. He's teaching them in the wilderness, in that desert place. He's teaching them, even though they're ministering. And so sometimes, you know, when you have to minister, Jesus will still begin. He will still be teaching you. And so he's teaching the disciples. And, you know, when he heard them say, to send them home, the disciples should have been saying, you know what, Jesus? I know you, Jesus, and I know you, God, man. These people need some food. How about, you know, doing one of your miracles? You know, how about, you know, can you throw up one of those miracles with Jesus? That's what Jesus was looking for him to say. He was looking for his disciples to say, Jesus, you know, I believe that you can do anything. I believe that, you know what, even in the midst of the desert, that you can do anything. You can change this situation. Hallelujah. Just by your word. If you could just sing your word. I know I've seen it happen. Your word. I've seen it happen. But how many of us are like the disciples. We forget time and time again. We see Jesus moving. We see him working. We see him doing miracles. And we forget. And before we know it, we are looking at the situation in the natural again and again and again and again and again. And Jesus said, I'm going to have to leave you there in the desert place because guess what? You ain't get it yet. I got to teach you some stuff. I want you to learn some stuff because what I need for you to be ready when you come out of the desert place. Somebody better. Oh my God. I need you to be ready. He said, because you know what? He's fixing you. He's pruning you. He's purging you. He's tuning you. And he's getting you ready. He's getting you ready. And see, he can't use you as an instrument. He wants to use you as his instrument. How's he going to use you as his instrument? You know, let me tell you something. When I used to do hair, I used to have shears, and I used to trim hair, cut hair, do all. And when I used to do that, let me tell you, I couldn't use no shears that were dull.
Come on.
I couldn't do that. And so we had someone who would come around and get the shears and take them, you know, and sharpen them babies up, get them shears ready, because I had, you know, you couldn't use no dull shears. Let me tell you something. He ain't ready to use no dull Christians. You dull. He wants to sharpen you up. He got to sharpen you up. For his glory. Got to sharpen you up. Hallelujah. And see, many of us, we're still dull. We need to be sharpened. And, you know, we're in our dry places. And we're looking at the dry place like it's a terrible thing. We're looking at the dry place like it's a place like, you know, the end is near. We're looking at the dry place in the wrong way. But Jesus is saying, I need for you to take a look at the dry place the way I see it. I need for you to see it like I see it. Yeah, see it like I see it. Your dry place. And so he was teaching his disciples. And his disciples, they hadn't learned yet. They hadn't learned yet. And they didn't understand it. And, you know, that they shouldn't keep going back to the old natural way. And many of us, we keep going back. And the more we keep going back, the longer we're going to stay in our desert place. So Jesus said, no, don't let him go nowhere. Don't leave him here. He said, they need not to depart. He said, give them something to eat. And this was their test. Because now they're wondering, what in the world are you saying here? Okay. Now, they should have said, oh, all right, because you must be getting ready to work a miracle. Right? See, you got to always be ready for Jesus to work a miracle in your life. Right? You just have to always be ready. You don't know when he's going to work a miracle. Now, he might have said, give them to eat, and those people would have probably could have been in the wilderness hungry. And that's the thing about God. You don't know when he's going to move, right? You just be ready. Don't question him. You just trust and believe that he can do what he said that he can do. And you go on and you step out. You know, like Peter jumped out on that water and he started to walk on the water. Jesus was out on the water and he told him, come. And Peter went on and jumped out that boat and walked on the water. Well, Jesus was telling you to come today. And he's telling you to come and you looking at the water and how boisterous the water is, and you decide in your mind what you see is not making any sense, Jesus. I'm looking at it in the natural and that don't make no sense. You must be crazy. But you know, we really do have to have faith in him. We have to trust him. We have to believe him. And so he was teaching his disciples. So but what you have to understand also is that there is purpose in the desert place for you. There's purpose. You know, you're not there for no reason. You're not just there hurting and going through and all that stuff. No, you're not there for no reason. He's showing you that there's purpose He wants to teach you some things. He wants to do some new and some fresh things in your life. He wants to do something that's different than it has you have ever, different than ever before. He wants to take you to some unfamiliar places where you've never been before. Yeah, he wants to do that, and he wants to do something that's out of the norm in your life. You know, that's what he wants to do with you. And so while you're in your desert place, don't stop trying to get out of it. Learn what he's trying to teach you there, because while you're there, you're going to learn some valuable stuff. Trust me, you're going to learn some valuable stuff. Trust me, you're going to learn some valuable stuff. And the Bible says in verse 17, and they say unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. That's all we got. 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And then they looked around and they saw 5,000 people and more. And they're looking out there and they're saying, this is what we got. Let me tell you something. Jesus said to them, he's in the scripture in verse 18, he said, bring them hither to me.
There it is.
I need for you to know today, whatever your situation is, whatever the problem is, whatever you're going through, Jesus said, bring it to me. He said, listen, just bring it to me. Bring it to me. That's it. And that's all. You're in the desert place. And you don't understand what's going on, but guess what? Jesus is saying, whatever the situation, the reason why you're in that desert place, bring it to me. Bring it to me. Show me what the problem is. Bring it to me. He said that. He said, bring it to me. And then he said, and then the Bible says, he commanded the multitude. See, he didn't just say, come on, sit down, have a seat. It was a command. That meant that he stood up and he said, I command you to sit down somewhere. You know how you have to tell your children, because they, like, baby was running all over the place, right? This morning, you have to tell your children, I want you to sit down somewhere. He commanded them to sit down. And Jesus is saying to somebody today, I'm commanding you to sit down. Stop being anxious in your dry place. I'm commanding you to sit down on the grass. On the grass. You understand? And what grass in the desert place, right? But he said sit down because he must have made some grass in the desert place for you to sit down on. Isn't that awesome? And I said, well, where was the... Anyway. He told him to sit down on the grass. And somebody needs to understand that God is saying to you, sit down on the grass. Well, come on, relax in me. You anxious. Yeah, you're in the desert place. But guess what? You know, you're anxious for nothing. You're stressing yourself out. Come on now. You're getting high blood pressure. You're about to have a stroke. You know, you're going through all this stuff. And, you know, you're just going through too much. Stop it. He's saying, sit down. Just sit down and relax. Relax in me. Take a seat. You know, Vicky whining, I think she was the one who sang, you know, he lets me rest in the meadow's grass. And he leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. And he helps me to do what honors him the most. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. That's why I'm saved. Say in his arms. That's where he wants you to understand. You're safe. can believe that we are safe in the desert place. You're safe. You're safe. Don't be anxious for nothing, he said. He said, you're safe right where you are. He's going to let you rest in the meadow grass. How about that? And he says, just trust me. You know, you feel like, oh, man, everybody else is happy in the 2013. Everybody else is moving on. And just everything is just going great for everybody else. And I've been left in the desert place. And Jesus saying, I'm concerned about you. Because you ain't, I need you to understand it. No, you ain't been left in the desert place, baby. He said, I left you there. I left you there for purpose. I left you there for purpose. I got you there. You're there. Well, you're there for a purpose. There's purpose for your life. And I'm trying to get you to some place. And I can't get you to where I want you to be until I teach you what you need to know where you are right now. So Jesus said, you know, Jesus said it. He said, sit down on the grass. That means rest in me. That means, you know, just relax and watch me, you know, watch me work. Watch me work. How many of us can watch him work? You're so busy trying to make it work yourself. I'm busy. I gotta be busy. I gotta do this. I got to figure out this thing. But Jesus said, no. Yes, it's a time to be busy. You know, like the scripture says, it's a time for everything. But this time right now is your time to rest. I need for you to take a rest. Rest in me and watch me work in your life. Okay? Watch me work. Jesus saying, listen, because I know what I'm doing. I know why I got you there. I know where I need to take you, how I need to take you. And, you know, if I need to take you under something, I can take you under something. If I need to take you over something, I know all of the nooks and the crannies. Guess what? In the desert place, because I've been there, I understand the desert place. I know every situation in the desert place, and I know every area in the desert place. So nothing can surprise me where you are today, because I've been there and I've done that. So he said, sit down on the grass and relax and watch me work. I heard somebody say, look at God. You know, look at God. You know how you can say, look at God? Because you can say, look at God because you have learned how to relax in him. You have learned how to believe that God, you know what, in spite of what it may look like. Because my eyesight is telling me one thing, God, and I'm looking at it, and I'm ready to make a move. I'm ready to do something. I'm ready to make a change. I'm ready, God, in the name of Jesus, I'm ready. But God, I think I'm going to wait on you. I think I'm going to do what you expected your disciples to do, to begin to see that thing in the spirit and understand what you're doing in my life, God. Because God, sometimes I don't understand what you're doing, but God, I'm going to stand, hallelujah, on your word. I'm going to stand on what you said. I'm going to stand on, God, what it is that you have said to me in my ear, God, and then I'm going to believe you. I'm going to be obedient. And I'm going to stop fretting. I'm going to stop worrying about, you know, being in this desert place. I'm going to stop worrying about it. I'm going to stop pushing,
yes,
trying to get out. And I'm going to stop being angry with everybody else because I'm here in this desert place. I'm going to stop it, God. And God, I'm going to keep my eyes focused on you. I'm going to keep my eyes focused on you, God. And I know that you will let me rest in the meadow's grass, God. And let me tell you something. You don't understand when you can rest in it. When you can rest in God, you don't understand what it's like when you can just rest in him. When all hell is breaking loose in your life and you can rest in him, you don't understand what God is trying to do in your life. And that's what Jesus is saying. He's saying, listen, don't let them leave here because I got to let them know how I can rock them in my bosom. I got to let them know how I can take care of them. How I can provide for them. I need to let them know how I can make this thing happen for them. I need to let them know that you know, there's nothing too hard for me. And then the Bible says when he commanded them to sit down, it says, and he took the five loaves and the two fish. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and he break and then he gave. He blessed, he break, and then he gave. That's our Lord. He blessed it, he break, and then he gave. And then he gave the loaves to his disciples. He gave them to his disciples first, and the disciples to the multitude. And the Bible said they did all eat. They were all satisfied in the desert place. And I'm here to let you know that God is saying that you will be satisfied in your desert place. If you can trust me and doubt and not doubt. If you can believe me like you never believed me before. I'm not going to take you out your desert place right now. Because I'm teaching you some things. But I want you to understand that you're going to be satisfied in your desert place. You're going to be satisfied in your desert place. What you're going through is you're going to look back on that thing and you're going to say, thank you, God, for allowing that to happen in my life. Because I've never been closer to you. I never understood you better. Let me tell you, you don't understand God. You will never understand him unless you've been through some things. You will never understand him like the person who really been through something and stood there and said, you know what, God, I'm going to stay here until you bless me. I'm not going to let go, God. I'm not going to let go. I'm going to stay here, God, until you bless me, God. If I got to stand here and look like a fool in the name of Jesus, I'm going to stand here and look like a fool. If I got to stand here and feel like a fool, I'm going to stand here and feel like a fool. If people think I'm crazy, they can think I'm crazy. Let them think I'm crazy. Let them think I'm going out of my mind. Let them think it, but God, in the name of Jesus, God, I'm going to stand in spite of it, whatever the situation is, God. Because I know you got me, God. I know you're holding me. I know you're keeping me, God. I know you have never left me in my desert place, God. And I know you understand what I'm going through. Oh, my God. You understand it, God. You understand it. Oh, my God. You understand it. And, God, you haven't left me here alone. You are the one who said, lead me here. See, I've been here for a long time, and I've been trying to figure out this thing. Why am I here in this desert place? What? Why am I here? I have done everything you told me to do. I have done everything. I have done everything. If I go down a list to say what the things that I have done, God, why am I still in this desert place? But God, I thank you, God, that you're saying to me, God, that you left me here for a purpose in my life, God. It's purpose. It's purpose. It's purpose for my life. Hallelujah. And he's saying, you know, I want you to understand that. Hallelujah. I needed to teach you some things. Hallelujah. I needed you to understand some things, that you don't need to panic in the desert place. No. Stop panicking in the desert place. Stop it. Stop it. Somebody's trying to panic. Somebody's trying to lose it. Somebody's trying to just fall out and just say, God, I can't do this no more. God is saying, you're in your desert place, and there's purpose for it. There's purpose for it. Uh-huh. There's purpose. And there's no need to panic. You got to understand it. And somebody thought, you know, following Jesus wasn't worth it. And they've said it in their hearts, in their minds, you know. And the Lord heard that. You know, you stepped out and you said, I'm going to follow you, Lord. And then you made that step and you got disappointed. You know, life disappointed you. And you felt like, Jesus, this wasn't even worth it. Why? What? God, why, you know, I'm still in this desert place. I'm still here. And God is speaking to your heart today, and he's saying, I know you're still there. I've been talking about you. And I've been, you know, working up some stuff for you. Some stuff is about to happen in your life. Some stuff is about to happen in your life, and you about to see a change. Hallelujah. And he's saying, I just need for you to open up to me. Be ready for the change. Be ready to see what I see. Oh, don't look at it. Don't look at what you see around you, because you're definitely going to see what the enemy wants you to see if you look at what's around you. Because, see, you would think that the devil has made the desert place for you. If you look at the desert place in the wrong way, you would think that you would be feeling like you're being picked on, and you're being talked about, and you're being abused, and you would start thinking that you'd be looking at it the wrong way. And God is saying, no. He said, because you know why? I need for you to understand that that's not the case here. It's because I have you in this place because I'm teaching you some things, and I need for you to understand that what the devil thought that he was going to do to you, he thought that he could do this to you, and he needs to know that he has no power over you in your desert place. He needs to understand that. I need to show you. I need to give you. I need to give you something. some things. I need to teach you some things to know how to box him and how to get up out of there. I need to let you know that the devil makes you look at it the wrong way. He wants you to get discouraged. He wants you to feel left out. He wants you to feel like there's no way out. He wants you to do that. You know why? Because he needs to get you up against that wall. And when he gets you up against that, you'll feel like there's no way out. And guess what? The only way out is to do damage to yourself. Or, you know, like you got people just killing up everybody and then turn around and kill themselves. That ain't nothing but the enemy messing with them, because they were in their desert place and they didn't understand what God was doing in their lives. That God was trying to shape them and mold them and prepare them for where he's taking them. God is taking you somewhere. Hallelujah. He's taking you somewhere. Yes, he is. And he's ready to do that new thing that Pastor preached about. Hallelujah. On New Year's Eve. He's ready to do that new thing. What's the new thing? The new thing is that he wants you to understand the things of the Spirit. Get out of the natural. Oh, come on. Stop looking at it like that. And look at it the way I see it. Look at it the way I see it. And I, even right now saying, oh, God, here we go again with this spiritual stuff. Well, let me tell you something. I'll just leave you in the desert place, because I'm getting out of the desert place eventually. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. If you don't want it, you don't want it. You don't, and you don't believe what God is saying to you. Guess where you're going to be? You're going to stay in the desert place. And eventually, the enemy is going to get over. He's going to take over. He's going to do everything that he designed to do, that he wanted to do in your life. You have to make the decision that you want to get out. You have to make the decision that you want to stay there until God blesses you to get out. You have to make the decision. And if you can't make the decision, if you don't believe God, I'm sorry, I can't help you no more. I done said enough. I done said everything that I could say. I tried to scream it. I tried to yell it. I try. But I'm here to let you know that's where he's taking us in the new year. He's going to do a new thing. And that new thing, we're going to walk in the Spirit up in here. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The new thing. The new thing. The new thing. The new thing. And ain't nobody going to get left in the desert place unless you want to be left there. If you want to be left there, then you will. But let me tell you something. He wants you to change your way of thinking. Change your way of thinking. He said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind and be ye transformed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the renewing of your mind. He said, renew your mind and begin to think like I think. Hallelujah. And when you begin to renew that mind, let me tell you something. Some things are going to happen. And if we can just get everybody to get on board, and if we get on board on one accord and understand that when God said it, when God, because I believe that this is what God is saying to the church. This is the new thing that he's doing up in here. And see, many of us have been, you know, have been walking in the Spirit, but it hasn't been enough of us. It hasn't been enough of us. Hallelujah. And God is saying it's not cute to stay where you are. No, it's not cute. Because he has work for you to do. And so he wants to sharpen your tool. He wants to sharpen you as a tool. And he wants to use you as his instrument. And he can't use you if you don't want to move. If you don't have a desire to listen and hear from him. If you don't have that desire. And if you don't want to walk in the Spirit and believe him and trust him for where he's taking you. Then he can't use you like he wants to use you. Because he can use you. Yeah, he can use you. But he can use you as an example. He can do that. And I don't want him to do that to me. I want to be the sharp tool. And I want to be cutting up some stuff. Use me to cut up some stuff, Lord. You sharpen me, use me. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. Listen, let me tell you. Many of us have been, you know, spiritually dry.
Amen.
And that's, you know, pretty much what the Lord is saying today. You know, you've been spiritually dry and you've been feeling like, I could take it. I can leave it. You know, he's saying, I need to sharpen that. Let me sharpen you. Let me get you because you're in a dry place right now. And listen, he's ready to take you. He's ready to put you in that place.
My God.
The meadow's grass. Don't you want to rest in him? Don't you want to stop feeling like you're struggling every day to make things work, make things happen? Trying to make things happen for your ministry? He said, I need you to rest in me. Stop trying to make things happen in your household and in your marriage. Stop trying to make it happen. You're in a dry place right now. And I want you to understand that while you're in that dry place, you're there for purpose. It's purpose for that. Purpose for those tears. Oh, yeah. It's purpose for that pain. It's purpose for that hurt. And I'm teaching you something. Because what I'm going to do with that sharp tool. See, he already got it. He's been talking about you already. He already has it. He says, I already know the plans that I have for you.
There you go.
That's it. And plans of, you know, good plans. Not the plans to harm you. I already know the plan that I have for you. And so he said, get ready because I know where I'm taking you. Get ready for that new thing. And see, that's the way you're going to be able to receive it. You'll be able to receive it. When you're able to see like he sees. You can't work for somebody if you don't know their plan. Like, you know, you have to have their vision. You have to understand what they want you to do.
Come on.
In order to make the whole thing work, you have to be one part of that plan that helps bring that thing to pass. And Jesus is saying, if you can't see it like I see, then I don't understand how you think that I can work with you. I can't work with you like that. I want to work with you. So if you're here today, and first thing is, if you are here and, you know, you heard this stuff about this Jesus and you have never accepted him as your Lord, as your Savior. You never accepted him. He's not your Savior. And if he's not your Savior, he's certainly not your Lord. Because many of us, he's our Savior, but he's not our Lord.
Help us, God. Help us.
If he's our Lord, then we would do what he said for us to do. If you're here today, Jesus is saying, come. And he's saying, you know what? You know, sometimes people bring people to church. Guess what? You ain't just bringing them to church. You're bringing them to Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, bring them to me.
Amen.
Bring it to me. He said, I can do it. I can fix it. I can change it. I can work it out. Just bring it and do it and give it to me. And I will change. I will fix that. Bring it to me.